All right, Josh Hill, first up, Justin with the third all year long. Amazing. Two riders finished every main event, your brother and Chase Sexton. Not something I would have said. He rode great, man.
Yeah, I was really proud of Justin. I mean, it's cool. He was a cop a year and a half ago. He was changing tires at a local Les Schwab. You know, he really just sometimes you need to step away and realize how good you got it, or just how cool this is. You know, sometimes you get wore out and you need a break and you need to come back. And I think he really enjoyed it this year. And the Team Tedder program was really awesome for us. We had a few growing pains in the beginning, but they really did everything that they could to give us, you know, what we needed. And it was great.
Yeah, I think we've seen riders take a year off, Bradshaw, Kurdowski. A bunch of guys take years off, 1 year, and they come back and they're never quite as good. Your brother took two, and it was better. So very, very rare in our sport.
Yeah, he's just a super talented kid, man. Like, he's ultra talented. And, you know, and this year for me, I just really tried to, you know, take that big brother role and really just roll everything and put everything I could into it just to not let him slack at all. And it was fun, man. We enjoyed it. We pushed each other. I pushed myself to the, you know, the best I've ridden in 9 years. And he, you know, he surpassed that. And that's awesome, man.
I was talking to somebody about who talked to Dakota. And, yeah, you mentioned it just a minute ago. You guys found some suspension or chassis stuff 5 rounds in or something, and, like, literally your results changed. You were in the running for my dumb race. You know what I mean? You weren't making mains. You were in the running. And then whatever they – I think it was chassis. You can correct me. But and then you guys just took off, and it really worked.
Yeah, you know, we just kind of got some information on what some of the guys were doing to the frames and stiffen them up. And us, you know, riding aluminum frames our whole lives – We were feeling something a little bit strange, and not knowing what the bike would do in that you know situation. Some people like it real flexible. We wanted to get a little bit more predictability, so that really helped. And you know, really thanks to the KTM guys for giving us some direction in that. But it seemed to get better, and we worked harder. And then obviously, you know, a lot of guys got hurt, but you know.
But no, you guys, like I said, you guys both.
Yeah. And your race isn't stupid, man. And $160,000 to privateers was rad. That's so cool what you guys
do. You don't want to be in that race. You want to be in the main events, right? That's the point, yeah.
But that's a good consolation prize, you know. Like, I think that's awesome what you guys are doing. It's really cool.
Tonight, I don't know, everyone, you're the fifth guy I've talked to. Slick, outside the main line, not much going on if you got out of that line.
There was a couple of lines that if you got outside of it were really good. Like before the whoops, everybody was going inside and it was like ice. And if you went to the outside, it was prime. But I don't know, I kind of tried to find what worked and stick to it. I really wanted to stick on Dino, but then Dino started 3-ing onto the tabletop in the ruts and then 3-ing the 3 before the triple. And I felt awesome everywhere else, but I wasn't going to take those risks.
So with this comeback for you, you've tried it a few times, got hurt last year. Going to come back next year? Like, you're going to keep doing this?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know, like, last year was just Tedder's called me on Christmas and said, hey, Bloss got hurt, and I just got done stuffing my belly and showed up at Anaheim, and, you know, that was it.
And bad injury you had, too, where, you know, like, with long recovery.
Yeah, I mean, I dislocated my hip when I was riding for Club, and I didn't really let it heal because I had that real moto thing. So I literally popped it back in and got on a spin bike the next day to try to keep it moving and did real moto. I got a silver medal, but, you know, long term, that wasn't the right thing to do. Because when I crashed in Anaheim, I basically tipped over and fell wrong on my butt, and the thing popped out and took my pelvis with it. So my hip popped out and took my pelvis out, so... The femur did. So, it's just one of those things. I had to get it healed. Took like 4 months off. Didn't really know if I was going to race, but, you know, when Craig Dack called me, I love riding for him, and I just, you know, started the training program, and then this deal came together, and looks like I'll probably go back to ride for Craig. So, I'll probably keep it rolling.
Yeah, he told me that. So, yeah, I mean, why not? Like, yeah, you're making money. You're riding well. Keep it going until someone says, hey, you don't have a ride anymore.
Yeah, I got to somehow balance enough free riding in there. Those guys are going to stop paying me to do that stuff.
All right. Well, hey. Both of you brothers, really good job this year, all year long. You guys have done a great job. Good job.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
All right.